Well, earnings season, believe it or not, getting underway. It looks like Alcoa has just come in with better than expected results. The Dow closing up 275 points today. NASDAQ rebounding 84 and the S&P 500 up 34. This is a day after the big losses we saw just yesterday. We've erased those losses and then some. Ed Wedbush with us now, president of Wedbush Securities, coming to us from downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thanks for coming to the line and give us your reaction to what we got here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Frank. It's quite a surprising market for all of us after we went through the last week or so, and particularly yesterday. This is a substantial rebound on high volume, and you pointed out that the Alcoa earnings are out here, and they're positive. And I look upon the earnings for this current quarter, reflecting the September 30 quarter end, as being the most important factor in this market going forward.
All right. We got Ebola in the mix over the past week, and that one company involved in that experimental drug tank today. What impact, give us your view of some of these stocks that have been mentioned lately in the context of the Ebola story.
Well, I would be careful with those because the prices of some of those securities have gone way out of realization towards the revenues are and the earnings, some cases no revenues and no earnings, and are selling at dramatic market capitalizations. I would be careful, and I would generally stay away from that group. I would not try to outguess the evidence in terms of where the drugs are going to be have positive impacting.
All right, Chimerix, for example, and then you have the other one, Tecmira, and some of the other names. So we're watching all those very closely.
Right, I would watch them, but that's all I would do. I would not participate in those securities.
All right. And what about oil at the moment, which has moved sharply lower and again down to a new low for the year, down $1.54 here at the close at $87.31. What's your view of what's happening there, and are you making any adjustments based on the big drop in the price of oil lately?
Well, I think that's really an important point, and the price of oil continues down because of the prospect of the so-called glut going higher. I would be a very close watcher of these oil prices, and I would be inclined to buy the futures, and I would be inclined to buy the substantial oil company stocks as well.
All right. Any other specific places where you'd be putting money now and or taking off the table?
Well, I like the small capitalization to mid-cap companies at this point. They've had a pretty important decline over the last 6 to 8 months, and they look like they're very attractive prices. I would continue to avoid the high market capitalization companies that are selling at multiples of revenues. Alibaba is an example, selling that at 17 times revenues. That doesn't make any sense to me in the mathematics of the business, no matter how opportunistic they might look.
All right, and of course, the dollar has firmed quite a bit lately, and gold has rebounded from its recent lows. Any thoughts about the currencies and the precious metals here?
Yeah, I would be generally in favor of the dollar. I'd be cautious. The euro seems to be in a decline, which shows a reflection of the weakness over in the European economy. At the same time, I would not buy the gold stocks at this point in time, nor the gold commodity itself.
All right, and retailers getting attention with the National Retail Federation with its forecast for the upcoming holiday season already. And JCPenney today shares falling at nearly 10% after the company warned its sales last month were weaker than expected. What do you see ahead in the retail space?
I see a mixture. An example of what happened today also is Costco came out with a favorable approach on earnings reports, and the stock's up $3.40, which is moderately significant, and it actually made a new high for the year today. So I see a mixed results in this area, but very definitely there's risk, particularly on those that have a negative result or a negative forecast, and you see a sharp decline in the stock price.
All right. Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thanks for coming to the line live right after the closing bell and fielding all of our questions here this afternoon on the KNX Business Hour.